Hello and welcome to the Grow the Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. I'm your host, it's Chloe Slade, the founder of Vibe and Flow and manifestation and mindset coach. This podcast is set up with the intention of helping you direct your focus so you can get out your own way and show up for the life that you want. Think of this podcast as one long voice note from your manifestation bestie, that's the vibe. I know there's lots of great podcasts out there, so I just want to take a moment to express extreme gratitude for you tuning into this one. Now, let the adventure begin. Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Grow the Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. It's Chloe Slade here, helping you show up for the life that you want. So, hey, you guys. Oh, my goodness. I feel like that friend who just pops up now and then and, like, randomly is like, oh, sorry, I fell off the face of the earth. I feel like that with the podcast. Not with you guys specifically, more the podcast, because the podcast is the vehicle in which I can chat to you guys, right? So inadvertently, I feel like I've ghosted just the whole thing. And what's so ironic about this is that I have done this. This has been a pattern for sure. And I love this. Like, I love this setup. I love just grabbing my mic and just chatting. So I find it so funny. I was in my journal last night and I was like, oh my God, like I'm self-sabotaging through not doing the podcast because the podcast offers me so much. And I'll tell you why I think I did that in a second. But the reason being is like it offers so much. It allows me to express myself in a way that feels really good. I get to offer the value in a way that people can access just by going through a podcast app like Spotify or whatever. And I feel like genuinely connected. I feel like we're just like voice noting. Like the ones, whenever I've done like podcasts before, the conversations that have like come from it in terms of like DMs or whatever has been so genuine and so like connecting. And I obviously have just like fallen off the face of the earth with the podcast. And I think that this is because I think it's because I had this narrative when I saw a lot of people doing podcasts with like hosts and like camera gear and like getting other people on. And I was like, oh my God, like I have to do it in that way. Obviously it's not the case, but that's where the limiting pattern came through, right? And it was like this sort of push and pull. And then I'd like stop doing the podcast because I would maybe just not see it as something that was on the level of what I needed to be. And then I was like, hold on, let me change this whole narrative around it. Does it allow me to connect with people? Does it allow me to create impact? Does it allow me to offer value? Does it allow me to express myself? Yes, then in which case I need to stop making an external meaning and applying it to like what I want to do, right? So yeah, it was a real humbling experience in my journal, to say the least, where I'm like, oh, that's a limiting pattern. So I'm sharing this because I think it's important to realize that having these connection points where I'm a little bit more vulnerable is a good thing. And I know it's not like groundbreaking if I do or don't do a podcast, but I really hope that these podcasts help people feel a certain way, help you feel a certain way in a positive way. Another thing that came up in my journal last night was like, I'm so passionate at helping people feel better and feel a certain way, whether it's empowered or excited or feel that they can do it or whatever it may be. That's where I really get joy from, is when someone feels that certain way. So yeah, this is my long-winded way of saying hello, welcome, here's my little life update. I thought I would do this one first because then the rest of the episodes and stuff will make sense, right? So I'm not sure what I'm going to title this yet. I'm purely riffing, but I just wanted the first message to be like, if you suddenly are aware of the fact that you're not doing something and there's a pattern there, understand where it comes from first and foremost. That's going to give you an understanding to break the pattern, i.e. in this case I was thinking it had to be a certain way and bringing a certain meaning, so I was self-sabotaging. Another meaning that I know I gave it was that this is something that I think can be really powerful. I think there was like a fear that came from that as well. So understanding like what the pattern is and why it's present is going to be really helpful for you to break it. And then the third thing is then start to take action, and that action will create momentum, it will create movement, and that creates feedback. And when you've got feedback, you can then make little pivots. You know, you become aware, awareness allows choice, and choice allows change. So if you want to be speeding up your desires and you're acknowledging these limiting patterns, working through them and clearing them is actually going to allow you to get closer to what it is that you want. Like your desires are on the other side of your limiting beliefs and your limiting patterns. So I'm bringing in my own experience to give you that kind of story time, if you will, and obviously relating into the podcast, but hopefully those tips help. So if you're feeling in a rut, this is the second part of the life update. If you're feeling in a rut, know that A, the rut is temporary, B, there's a point to the rut, and C, movement will help you get out of that. Now, moving on to this part of the life update, is I just feel recently in the first few months of the year, there was a lot of like stagnant energy that I was like kind of clearing through. That didn't like affect anything massively in my reality, i.e. like my relationships, my clients, you know, my health or anything like that. But what it did like kind of show me is that the importance of showing up for myself and showing myself love. I think the first part of the year, again, similar to the podcast example, I was stopping doing the habits that kept me really happy. And I was going into this like work zone where I was like, yeah, I need to be doing this, need to be doing that. And I think that I kind of stopped doing the things that made me feel good. And then that broke down my self-trust a little bit. So yeah, I feel like I've just woken up from this nap, and hopefully this is okay to be so transparent with you guys. I feel like I've woken up from this nap and I'm really excited now. I've got this clarity. And that's another reason why I wanted to record this kind of hybrid, like points, tips, and like life update, is because the lack of clarity does move. You just got to move to create that momentum. So what I did to sort of understand what I was doing is I literally went back and did a whole evaluation. I went through my camera roll. I get my clients to do this on a yearly basis. I went through my entire camera roll month by month, and I looked at like what I was doing, how I was showing up, like what I wasn't doing, like all of this sort of thing, has like a big evaluation. And then from there, I was able to get this clarity on what I wanted to do next. Obviously, that is one of the things, is podcasts. So why I'm saying this is, if you're feeling any kind of rut, know that it's temporary and follow these steps, because it really does create that movement in you. Like if you think about it, we are energetic beings, and sometimes there's peaks and troughs, and there's times that you don't feel the most inspired, and that's okay. But knowing that it's temporary is a really important self-image piece to put into the puzzle. So if you are feeling in a rut, here are some tips. I think this is where we're going to go with the episode. Like I said, I just press record. But if you are feeling in a rut, what I want you to start doing is actually understanding what is creating it. So there's something that I call a contributors and shift list, and I recommend this to my clients. And I say, like, write down all the things that are contributing and then shift. Go through each one and shift it. Combine this with your reflection, you're going to get out of your rut. If you know what you're doing, or what you've done, and you know what has contributed in a positive way, you know what's contributed in a negative way, and then the things that are in the negative, you know how to go through each point, that is going to allow you to get that momentum. So you, I know what that feeling of being in a rut, and I know you'll think, oh, I haven't got the time. Even if you make like 10 minutes to work on this will help you. So that's my little update in terms of that. Life is good. I've got a launch coming up soon. I've got some trips coming up soon. I'm really focusing on my habits. I am welcoming 2 more clients in. So if you are feeling called to work with me, I will leave some links below, or just DM it's Chloe Slade on Instagram. But yeah, like I'm excited. This is a really like fun time for me, because my birthday is coming up, and all like this sort of spring energy really does put me in like a really, really good mood. So yeah, I'm coming back to like what works. I'm coming back to myself. I know the importance of showing up for myself. And like I said, I wouldn't necessarily call it a rut at the first start of the year. I just feel like there was a slower start to the year. And I know a lot of my clients have been feeling the same. I know a lot of my friends have been feeling the same. I know a lot of my like people around where I live have been feeling the same. So I don't think it's necessarily just a me thing. I think it's an energetic thing across the board in the collective. But yeah, I felt really cool to record this episode. I was like, right, be some transparent here. Share this, share how you've moved through it, give some tips. And that's why I recorded this episode. So this was a very like mishmash ep, but I've got some more structured episodes coming soon, hopefully on a weekly basis, and then we'll do a bit of a break and then we'll continue. But if there is certain things you want to see on the podcast, please do let me know. I will see you in the next episode. Other than that, have a beautiful day. Remember to focus on the vibe and the rest will flow, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. Before I leave you, I would just love for you to think about one action step that you feel inspired to take. Inspired action is the key to moving your desires forward and gaining that momentum. So feel into it, take that inspired action and get started before your mind gets in the way. If you love this episode, I'd absolutely love it if you were to share it with your friends, your pals, social media. It really helps me get the word out. Remember, your focus is your superpower, so use it.